right. We got more than we've got lots more down. But before I ran this, I know a lot of them are mad at me. A lot of people last night, and of course Bill didn't like it. But this year, the contract that I made up for him, it's 4 o'clock, and in the contract that I demanded that he would rest at 4 o'clock so we could do the rest of the festival, and he'll rest about 30 minutes. Would you give Bill Monroe a hand? And
that's it. Come on.
Just a little kindly give Pete Rowan and Kenny Baker a hand for their part. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. He'll be back in just 30 minutes. I'll do it. Let me see if I had an announcement here.
I got to say what you told me last week. And I got to admit it.
We're going to let them work a little bit because it's their first festival. Sonny and Bobby and myself and Dale and Charlie Lubin and Ray Pryor, a whole lot. We've been on shows last week and we were talking about all bluegrass music.
I really feel that I must say this. Carlton told me last week that it would be the biggest thrill of our lives when we worked this show today. And I've worked big shows before. I've worked shows with Bill before. I've worked shows with just about everybody in Nashville. But I don't think in my life that I've ever been as touched and as thrilled as I was just a couple minutes ago. It gets to you. I tell you.
Let's see, one more mention since we got that response. Some of the boys brought a sign and put on the front of the stage. And I don't know exactly, I know word for word, but it says Bill Monroe for the Country Music Hall of Fame. Write the CMA in Nashville if you care. I don't know that it would help, but if you care to drop the Country Music Association, Nashville, Tennessee, a note, and make mention that Bill Monroe is still picking and singing and has contributed something to the music field. It might help in some way, but they have a system that they go by, and we hope that before long, Bill Monroe's in there. We're going to introduce